اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 111 in Surah Ali Imran and on page 64. So, let's everyone listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lay يضركم إلا أذى وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون.
Amazing recitation. Allah inshallah يحفظ القاري or the reciter inshallah. So brothers and sisters, on page 64, ayah 111 in Surah Ali Imran. So what does Allah Almighty say in this ayah? We'll have a short explanation and then inshallah we'll move on to the recitation and tajweed rules, all right?
Yes.
So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Almighty says in ayah 111, لَن يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Again, Allah Almighty is going to give you very good news. Okay? Allah Almighty is going to give you more confidence in this ayah. Listen up. What does Allah Almighty say? لَن يَضُرُّوكُمْ. They who? The Jews. Okay? Jewish people. They will never. لَن يَضُرُّوكُمْ. They will never do any harm to you. Okay? Any, like a big harm to you, something really hurting or harmful to you, except for some hurt, little pain, little, for example, challenges, little troubles they will create for you. Okay? لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. Don't worry, Muslims, okay? Even if they are planning, okay, a lot, and they spend a lot of money, okay? A lot of money on what? On plotting against the Muslims, on killing Muslims, on how to, for example, destroy the unity of the Muslims. They do a lot of things, right? Billions of dollars, they monthly, weekly, daily, yearly, they spend on what? On destroying the Muslim community. But Allah Almighty says, hey, Muslims, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. This doesn't really change anything a lot, okay? Just maybe, yeah, some of the Muslims will be what? Will have weak beliefs, but inshallah it's gonna be okay. Don't worry, okay? لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. Really, one of our teachers, he was lecturing, okay? He was saying the truth about what Israel do, okay? And also the non-Muslims, okay? the United States, okay? What do they do? Their intelligence, what do they do, okay? They really do a lot of things. They make a lot of money just to spend them on what? On plotting against Muslims. 24 hours, yeah? They kind of, what do you say, employ, okay, a lot of people and fund them and give them money, okay, just to make plans against Muslims. There are more than I think 100 Persian channels. Who are running them? Non-Muslims, non-Persian speakers. Israelis, they run these channels. Just to what? To produce TV programs, okay, TV shows for the Persian speakers. What do they do in these shows, okay? They try to teach things which are against Islamic teachings. How much money they spend? But Allah Almighty says, okay, what? The truth, okay? لا يضركم إلا هذا. Don't worry, these things, they are, forget them, okay? And Allah Almighty says, وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ. If they have this confidence, okay, to fight you, when it comes to fighting, يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ. They will turn their backs. They will flee. For sure it's like this. Yeah? They were plotting against Prophet a lot, against Muslims in the early Islam. But when it came to fight with Muslims, okay, they couldn't. They didn't have this power. Because Muslims have the power of Allah. So they will fight them easily. So when, inshallah, Imam al-Mahdi, Imam of time, inshallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance, when he comes, inshallah, okay, so for sure he's the victorious. يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ. They will turn their backs. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. And then they will not be helped. So Allah Almighty is giving us confidence that, oh Muslims, okay, if you suffer problems, challenges, okay, don't worry. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books as well for more explanations. And we'll inshallah now move on to the Tajweed rules. Some important Tajweed rules we'll mention. لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ. The first important rules that we should mention is about the Noon Sakin and Tanween. There are four important rules that in this ayah, three of them we have. The rule Idgham we have. The rule Ikhfa we have, okay? That in this ayah we have two of them, ikhfa and idgham, okay? From iqlab, idhar, ikhfa, idgham, we have two of them here. So we'll mention and we'll practice. Lan yadurrukum. The next point you should mention, we should mention is that you have to pay attention to the pronunciations of the letters.
Yes.
Like dad, la yadurrukum, ra, heavy sound, illa adha, hamza, and dhal. Next one. Wow. Yes? Wa.
Yes.
Wow. And thumma. The letter?
Tha.
Yunsarun.
Sad.
So these letters are important. For what? Now, lan yadurrukum. Nun sakin. The next letter is ya. Match it. It matches the yarmalun letters, which the rule idgham must be applied for. Yes?
Yes.
So how do we do? We merge them. We join them. لن changes to لَيَضُرُّكُمْ. So you produce a nasal sound also and prolong it for two counts. How do you say it, Hussein?
لَيَضُرُّكُمْ.
أحسنتم. لَيَضُرُّكُمْ. Right? إِلَّا. Is the mat wajib?
No.
It's not wajib, right?
Yes.
It's jaiz
munfasil.
Yeah, jaiz. It's jaiz. Good, optional. You can stretch it because they are not in the same word. What are not in the same word? Alif mad
and hamza
in two separate words. So then it is tanwin fatha, right? That ya is actually alif maqsura.
Yeah.
So it is pronounced the same as alif, because if it was ya, it would have two dots below it. Okay. So it's not ya. So it is pronounced as alif. Then, and if you stop at a word that ends with tanwin fatha, the tanwin fatha say it changes to
alif
mad. Good job. Then changes to adha, right? Jim say sila tells it's better to continue, but you still can stop here. So layadurukum illa adha, or if you continue layadurukum illa adha wa yuqatilukum, you can continue, right? So when you continue, you join adhan, the tanween with waw here. What do you say? Adhan or adhaw?
When we
join them, yes. Adhaw,
for sure. Yes.
Why? Because waw matches the yarmalun letters.
Yes.
And with the yarmalun letters, we
merge them.
Ah, dar yarmalun idgham kun in Persian. We have. You apply the rule idgham.
Yes.
So, adhaw. Next one. Wa in nun sakin plus
yeah.
Ya. Again, you have
again
the same thing.
Yes.
Idgham, yarmalun. Like layyadurukum. Wa yuqa. Qa has a heavy sound. Make sure you pronounce it with a heavy sound. Not yuqatilukum. No. Yuqatilukum. Yuwallukum. Kum. It is mim sakin, but you put a dham on the top, because the next word starts with a sakin letter. That's why. Two sakin letters meeting together, okay? There is a special rule for it. Usually we put a kasra, but sometimes we put a dhamma or fatha. So, yuwallukumul adbara. Adbara.
Qalqala.
Pronounce it with an echoing sound.
Yes.
Adbara. Ra, heavy sound. Thumma. Mim mushaddad. Nasal sound. La yunsarun. La yunsarun, if you say, it changes the meaning. La yunsarun. La yunsarun means they will not be helped. La yunsarun means for sure they will be helped.
Yes.
So the meaning changes. Make sure it's a long vowel. La yunsarun. Yunsarun. Nun sakin plus sad. Sad matches the rest of the letters, and the rule ikhfa must be applied. What does it say? It says you hide the sound of noon. Yunsarun, with a heavy sound. Yunsarun. That's it. So, now that we have mentioned all the important tajweed rules in this ayah, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, let's practice the recitation. All right?
Yes.
Our
yes.
brothers and sisters, as they are listening to the IRB English radio, they will inshallah practice with us as well. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لن يضركم إلا أذى
لن يضركم إلا أذى
ما شاء الله. You can skip the mad as well. Illa adha, right? Wa in yuqatilukum yuwallukumul adbara thumma la yunsarun.
Wa in yuqatilukum yuwallukumul adbara thumma la yunsarun.
أحسنتم أدبار هيفي سهل صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. That's it. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So alhamdulillah, we finished this session. Make sure inshallah you practice well. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Networks and brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان